Hello, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Today I'm reading an excerpt from Mating in Captivity, Unlocking Erotic Intelligence by Esther Perel. Esther Perel has two fantastic TED Talks and is one of the most well-known couple and family therapists in the States. She talks about the myth of spontaneity. Here we go. Quote, "There is a powerful ideal operating in many people's view of sex, that it's an instant fit, a hand-in-pocket, skin-to-skin compatibility that is perfect from the start. Good sex is supposed to be easy, tension-free, and uninhibited. Either you have it or you don't. This idea is often accompanied by its good neighbor, the myth of spontaneity. The word spontaneity comes up like a mantra whenever men and women in my office talk about what constitutes, for them, exciting, thrilling, can't wait, truly erotic sex. It is hard to overstate their enthusiastic conviction that really sexy sex is supposed to be spur of the moment. We like to believe that sex arises from an impulse or inclination that is natural, unprompted, and artless. We talk about being swept away. I couldn't resist. I felt such a rush through my veins. It was bigger than both of us. I was completely taken over. This infatuation with the Big Bang theory of sex suggests our impatience with seduction and playful eroticism, which take up too much time, require too much effort, and most important, demand full consciousness of what we are doing. For many of us, premeditated sex is suspicious. It threatens our belief that sex is subject only to the machinations of magic and chemistry. The idea that sex must be spontaneous keeps us one step removed from having to will sex, to own our desire, and to express it with intent. As long as sex is something that just happens, you don't have to claim it. It's ironic that in such a willful society, willfully conjuring up sex seems obvious and crass. It embarrasses us, as if we've been caught doing something inappropriate. When my patients wax nostalgic about the early days of rapid ignition sex, I remind them that even in the beginning, spontaneity was a myth. Whatever used to happen, quote, in the moment, was often the result of hours, if not days, of preparation. What outfit, what conversation, which restaurant, which music. All that planning, that highly detailed, imaginative production, was part of the build-up and part of the denouement. For this reason, I urge my patients not to be spontaneous about sex. Spontaneity is a fabulous idea, but in an ongoing relationship, whatever is going to just happen already has. Now they have to make it happen. Committed sex is intentional sex. I couldn't resist has to become I don't want to resist. We just fell into each other's arms has to become let me take you in my arms. We just click has to become can we click tonight? My aim is to help patients become comfortable with sexuality as a consciously acknowledged and enthusiastically welcomed part of our lives, something that demands full engagement. The idea of planning is a hurdle many couples need to cross. They associate planning with scheduling, scheduling with work, and work with obligation. Often, therapy is a process of dismantling these beliefs. Bringing intentionality to sex. Dominic and Raoul complain about their lackluster sex life. In the early days of their romance, when Raoul still lived in Miami, distance precluded routine. Their weekends were much anticipated and never dull. But now, living together, they spend their downtime doing housework and running errands. I can't help noticing the discrepancy between the attention they devote to these chores and the lack of attention they bring to their sex life, as if sex operates according to a different principle. The laundry won't just do itself, you know, Dominic says defensively. And sex will? I ask. Dominic pretends not to understand what I mean by planned sex. You want me to put it in my BlackBerry? Thursday night, 10 o'clock. That seems so pathetic, he says. If you don't want sex to be another item on your to-do list, don't treat it like one, I respond. I'm not talking about scheduling sex. I'm talking about creating an erotic space, and that takes time. What will occur in that space is open-ended, but the space itself is marked by intentionality. Like that ossobuco you made for Raoul last weekend, it didn't just happen. Dominic is a gourmet. On Saturday, he cooked Raoul a classic Italian stew. It started as a thought that he'd like to do something nice. He played around with various ideas until he settled on the veal. Then he went to Little Italy for the finest meat, to a bakery in the village for his favourite semolina bread, and to a specialty shop in Soho for the chocolate cannoli. Finally, he schlepped all the way uptown for the perfect bottle of Montepulciano. The meal took most of the day, but in the end it was an epicurean delight, even an erotic experience. It was all planned for pleasure. Yeah, it's a lot of work, Dominic admits, but I enjoy it so it doesn't feel like drudgery. How is it that sex has come to feel like work to you? You seem reluctant to bring the same interest to your erotic life that you do to your cooking, I point out. It seems so contrived when it comes to sex, Dominic says. Like Dominic and Raoul, quite a few of my patients balk at the idea of deliberateness when it comes to sex. They find these strategies too laborious for the long haul, believing that they should no longer be necessary after the initial conquest. Seducing my partner? Do I still have to do that? This reluctance is often a covert expression of an infantile wish to be loved just as we are, without any effort whatsoever on our part, because we're so special. It's the grandiosity of the baby, and we all carry it inside. I don't want to. Why should I? You're supposed to love me no matter what. The sex therapist Margaret Nichols observes that though your partner may still love you if you gain 50 pounds and shuffle around the house in bunny slippers and a stained t-shirt, he probably won't get hard for you, and she won't get wet. Is the titillation of seduction only the privilege of those who date? I ask Dominic. Just because you live with someone doesn't necessarily mean he's readily available. If anything, he requires more attention, not less. If you want sex to remain humid, this is the kind of attention you have to bring to it. No, not every day, but once in a while, can you make a meal of Raoul? End quote. I love this idea that in long-term relationships, it's essential that we be intentional, we plan, we make a meal of one another, we create special occasion sex that we look forward to, we anticipate, know that creating special occasion sex is nothing to be ashamed of, but something to be celebrated. I really love this notion that to have the kind of sex that we really want in a long-term relationship, that we have to get over this myth of spontaneity and really understand that it is like anything else in life, and we have to think about it, get creative, be intentional, make space for it, plan for it, and in doing so, we can create something really extraordinary and beautiful. It does require that kind of effort that we have to choose to seduce our partners, our lovers, again and again over time. And even though we may not want to, and it feels like work, once we get over that idea that it is work and choose it because we want to have a fabulous relationship and feel alive and feel the radiance and vitality that having an alive sexuality with your lover can bring, that it can be fun and it can be playful and we can access parts of ourselves that we'd forget about in our day-to-day life, and it can bring vitality and enjoyment to our life. So we do it for ourselves, not just for our partners, though of course they benefit. So my hope for you is that you wonder what creating special occasion sex would look like in your relationship. Is this once a month? Is this once a season that you really create an occasion that you plan for, you anticipate, you look forward to, you tease one another, that we bring seduction back into our long-term relationships as a challenge, as an invitation, as something to make our own lives more interesting and more erotic and more fun? Sure, it takes effort, but so does creating a lot of wonderful things in life. And if we begin to bring the kind of energy and intentionality we bring to many other areas of our life, to our sexuality, there can be so much more connection, so much more love, so much more pleasure, and so much more passion. And don't we all want more of that? So I hope that through Esther Perel's words and also through our words in our ongoing podcast that we can be a part of helping you unpack what gets in the way of pleasure, the discomfort around sex, so that you can be experiencing more pleasure and better sex and that your best sex is still ahead. I hope you continue to allow us to support you in having the best sex that you possibly can. Thank you for listening. I hope there's something in that that is useful or helpful for you in creating a more extraordinary sex life for yourself and your lover. All right, take care till next time. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. You can find a link to Esther Perel's book, Mating in Captivity, at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.